Script hello and welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. Good evening, I'm Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online. We bring you the most significant Australian industry news addressing insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, released a revealing report today. A hefty 41% customer complaints last financial year targeted life insurance. That totals to 54,896 grievances, forcing insurers to shell out over $11 million in compensation. Complaints predominantly revolved around service quality, delayed response, and premium disagreements. Implemented just last October, all financial services are now required to document these customer dissent for improved accountability. This data collection will elevate the standards of consumer protection and revolutionize dispute resolution from within. But there's a silver lining to these clouds. Half of these complaints were settled within the day, and an encouraging 75% got squared away within just 8 days. This fast-paced resolution shows the industry's improving diligence, a process that's clearly benefiting from ASIC's ongoing examinations. Next, superannuation is making waves with younger Australians. A recent YouGov survey commissioned by Australian Super declares a steep rise in superannuation's prominence in financial planning for 18 to 43-year-olds. These financially savvy individuals give due importance to shares and diversified investments. Impressively, a solid 94% claimed superannuation as their stability cushion for retirement. This mindset showcases younger generations striving for financial literacy, indicative of a turn in the tide for securing financial futures. We switch gears now to ASX listings. A significant shift is witnessed in investor tendencies. This shift mirrors a declining count of listed companies, contracting from 2,191 to a mere 2,121. What's behind this shift, you ask? It's the steadily increasing allure of private markets. We saw 64 companies delist from ASX, while only 30 found their new residence there. The third quarter of 2024 alone saw a substantial dip in funds raised through IPOs, from $54.6 billion down to $24.9 billion. Private sectors with their innovation-driven projects are gaining momentum with investors. Finally, an unusual Audi Q5 theft had a couple wrangling with their insurer for a claim. The car left unintentionally with ignition keys inside, and the insurer RACQ initially refuted the claim, citing negligence. But the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, tipped the scales in their favor. They ruled this as an inadvertent act, not reckless negligence. This result underscores the significance of context while interpreting insurance policies. A case study for sure in the thin line dividing endangerment and negligence. Remember, for the most reliable news on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, stay tuned to our daily financial services news wrap. For more resources, you can visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estratori. Good evening and thank you for joining us.